Tough on the bass. We'll go very quickly through the Gemara, because we spent a lot of time discussing it. But we need to understand this to be able to connect to the top. Omer Ravina Zosameris Hihur Kadibur Dami. Right after the Gemara. Right after the bottom of Chafam and Beis. So our Mishnah said that on the bottom of Chafam and Beis that
thought
must be like speech. After all, you want to tell me that thought is not like speech? Lama Mahar. So our Mishnah that talks about an individual is about Karen. That we said that he should be Mahar her Belibo. When it comes to the Shema, he should at least
have thought about it.
Think about it. So, if in fact thinking means nothing, then why would we have the person to be Mahar? So, right. Elamai here, Kadibur Dami. So, it must be that here is Kadibur Dami. So, if that's so, then Yotzi B'Sfasim. So, let the person actually
say it already.
Say it. What's the, if there's no difference, then let them say it. Our answer is Kadash Chachan B'Sinai. What you find in Sinai, which we saw in this lengthy Rashi, that basically said that by Har Sinai we find the importance of separating out Tishol Isha prior to Kabbalah of Torah. Before accepting Torah, one needs to be Tahar. And therefore, so too this Balkari, before he's able to learn Torah, he needs to have he needs to be Tahar. And therefore, for that reason, it was necessary for him that we do not allow Torah, or in this case, the Shema, to be actually said. Right. We discussed that, so just continue. Chista Omer, Chista says the opposite, that here is a law of Kedibur Dami. Must be the here is no. The Yisach HaData here, Kedibur Dami. Good evening. Because if you want to tell me that here is Kedibur Dami, that your thought is just like speech, so yes, it was awesome. So you should just be able to say it. El Mai, here a law of Kedibur Dami. The fact that our mission tells us, don't say it, only think it, must be that here who's not Kedibur Dami. With others, I would just have them say it. So we're asked, if that's so,
what is it needed for altogether?
Then what's the purpose of speaking, of thinking? Right? So, Lom Mahar, why are we thinking? So, Omer Rabbi Elazar, so Rabbi Elazar says, the second line from the bottom on Chafam and Beis, Kedei in order shall ye hei kol ha'olam oiskin bo, uhi yoshu v'bot. He should not just be sitting there doing nothing while everyone else is saying the Shema.
And they know he's thinking. They know what he's thinking.
Oh, he's so. It's not because of the other people. It's because of him. He shouldn't have to feel excluded from the right. He shouldn't feel left out. Everyone else is saying it, okay. But at least he's thinking that which they're saying, so he doesn't feel as excluded. So the question is, this is where we're up to in the Gemara. So v'nigros bepirka achrina. Why do we say that he should think the Shema, or whatever it is.
Say something else. Let him, something else.
Right, let it be something else. So, Amar Rav Ada Bar Abba, B'Davar Shatzir Oskin Bo. Difficult to understand really what the question was, but the Gemara answers, it's more logical to say that we should have him do what everyone else is doing. At least think what everyone else is doing. So, if everyone else is saying the Shema, at least let him think it. Okay. So, that's the answer. So, instead of having him do something else, we'd rather have him be involved in something which everyone else is doing. Amadam. So now the Gemara says like this. Bahari Tfila, the Dover Shad Sibra Oskin. But you're telling me that it's important that he shouldn't speak, but at least he should think whatever everyone else is doing. Well, anything which is a Dover Shad Sibra Oskin Bo, you should, the Balkari should think that. He can't say it, but at least he should think it. Right, so that doesn't make sense. But Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah later on, Hayomi Betfil. So a person is in the middle of the Shmon Esrei. Here you are in the middle of the Amida. Benizkashu Balkari. And you remember that you were a Balkari. So what is this individual supposed to do? So our Mishnah doesn't really talk about Tfilah. It talks about Shema, speaks about Birchas Kriya Shema. It speaks about Birchas HaMazon. It doesn't talk about Shmon Esrei. So, but Rashi told us in the Mishnah that the distinction of having Hihur, not even thinking anything at all, is whether or not it's Deraisa. So the Shema, which is the Raisa, at least think it. When it comes to the Birchas
Kishma,
that's what we're talking about. The Davar Shatzibah Uskin Bah. It's not Hoy Omi B'Tfilah in the middle of Shmoneser and Nizka Shubal Keri. Lo Yafsik, you shouldn't stop. Lo Yikat, you should abbreviate, which is hard to understand what exactly that means. Obviously, be familiar with what that means. Rashi tells us Yikat, you should make short Kol Brach Lo Brach. So you can not say the entire Shemona Esrei, but try to do as little as possible.
Can you infer from this that you already said Shema? He said Shema already, which was the Raisa, because he's up to Tefillah already. He said Shema already. He said Shema out loud, even though it was Bar Keri.
Let's say it's Mukha.
Okay.
It's possible. Yeah. If he did, he shouldn't have, because he didn't realize it was, he forgot he was a Bal Keri at the time. He didn't realize it was a Bal Keri. So he said the Shema, maybe. So he said the Shema. He did something he wasn't supposed to do. He shouldn't have said it. You're only supposed to do Mahar, you're supposed to think. So the Gemara says like this. Taima, the Aska. The whole reason why the Gemara says, the Mishnah rather, says that this person can, who's in Kaser, where he should continue, is because he already began. Halo Aska, lo Yaska. But if he did not begin, he shouldn't begin. Which means that this is the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara is asking if it's true that when you're involved in the tzibur is doing something,
that you should do the same thing.
You should do the same thing.
So why not let him finish regularly the full way?
Let him start.
Right, start.
And think the whole Shmon Esrei. Right. Because we want him to be Osek and we want him to be doing something which everyone else is doing, who's thinking of doing.
Two simple questions. Number one, here we're talking about someone who's a Baal Keri, who's in a state of tumma temporarily.
Right.
And we're saying that the right thing is to have to hear more rather than to speak something. At the same time, we know that if somebody is in a makom tumma, like they're in the Sheirutim, and they're supposed to suppress any hearing Kodesh at that time, and that's supposed to think thoughts of Torah. And how do you reconcile those two? And the second thing is,
that, when Amenu and everybody who's Amenu is Tamei Meis, how do we say, isn't that a worse dog of Tumah than Baal Keri? Well, first of all, if you look in the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda holds it's not a problem at all. The person who's a Baal Keri is allowed to say the Brachos. This is only according to the opinion of the Tanakhama. And the reason for this was because, as we saw in the first Rashi in the Mishnah, not this week, that the whole inyan of a Baal Keri requiring tefillah was only a tekana from Ezra, in order that he should be able to be osek in Torah. But otherwise, there's no requirement whatsoever. So, of course, you're still Tamei Meis. You know, we still have halachos sometimes are going to the mikvah. Even though you can remove certain levels of Toma, and some Toma you don't remove. But, so we do find this distinction between Tamei Meis and certainly when it comes to Baal Keri, that some people hold it's not an issue at all. You can still learn Torah, which is Rabbi Huda's opinion. So he's very lenient. But according to the opinion of the Tanakhama, which is what we're discussing, they are of the opinion that when it comes to the Shema, you should only think it. When it comes to the brachos of Kriyat Shema, you should not think it at all. And the question that the Gemara asks is that the reason why we want these people to be thinking is because while
shouldn't
be left out, so then why would we make a distinction between the Shemon Esrei and the Shema? Maybe by the Shemon Esrei, why is it only in a situation where you began that he should continue, at least shorten the bridge Shemon Esrei, but if he didn't begin, then he shouldn't even start. If he didn't start, he shouldn't begin. So my answer is like this. Fall into the top. Shani Tfila delays for Malchus Shemayim. What does that mean? So Rashi says, delays for Malchus Shemayim, Ein Melech Olam Bebrechas Merchas Shulchas. Now when it comes to the Shemon Esrei, to distinguish it from the Shema, is that it does not have this idea of being mekabel ol malchus shemayim, of acknowledging the oneness of Hashem, which is unique to the Shema. When it comes to the Shema, we allow this person l'chachila to be mahar. But when it comes to the Shemon Esrei, if the person knows the Balkari, we do not want him to begin. Only in the event that he already began do we allow him to continue. So the distinction between Shema and Shemon Esrei is because Shemon Esrei doesn't have Malchus Shemayim. And therefore, anytime when there's no Malchus Shemayim, we're not going to have the Balkari of Mahar. So we're asking, what are you talking about? How about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah shows that that's not true. When it comes to benching, you eat some bread and you bench, there's no Malchus Shemayim when it comes to benching. There's no acknowledging Hashem as the oneness of a Kodesh Baruch when benching. That's not the purpose of the benching. But it's not yet we learned in our Mishnah, the important part is the first statement. And when it comes to Berachas HaMazon, he's allowed to be Mahar HaLachara. He's allowed to think the benching. So why is that a problem? The question is that if you want to make a distinction between the Shema and the Shema Esri, because one has Malchus Shemayim, one doesn't, the Shema has Malchus Shemayim, so let him have the thoughts of the Shema. Shema Esri, which does not have Malchus Shemayim, don't be Mahar. What are you talking about? But we saw in our Mishnah, when it comes to Berachas HaMazon, benching does not have Malchus Shemayim, yet we say that he should.
Here, because one is Dorais, because benching is Dorais, and this is not.
That's going to be Dimura's answer.
But I question. I think this. We had this Indian come up before. This is not the first time about whether Shema is all Malchus Shemayim, and I said it also says really in Shemayim Esrei. Melech, Mimis V'chayev, go on, you do have Malchus Shemayim.
You don't say Melech Olam. Right. L'kein no Melech Olam. You have to say L'kein no Olam. So by benching, you start off. L'kein no Olam.
Right. It's true.
There is some Malchus Shemayim in the beginning.
That's true. We'll have to go through these Rashis. According to the Rashi we saw in Melech Olam, the Berachas Shulches, so Melech Olam is Malchus Shemayim. We don't mention those words in the Shemon Esrei. So that's Berachas HaMazon. How can we ask a question for Berachas HaMazon? So Berachas HaMazon, there is Melech Olam, right? Mm-hmm. So that's not really a question. So obviously, we have to understand exactly what the question of Berachas HaMazon and what it really means. Malchus Shemayim. When it says Malchus Shemayim, what exactly does that mean? So we'll have to go through these Rashi's. It's a little confusing. It's going to be a few gears in these Rashi's. But let's just see the Gemara's answer first. So the Gemara answers, which you already stole my thunder.
Look ahead.
Sure. Elo Krishma Berachas HaMazon Niraisa Betfila Durabonim. So the answer is that it has nothing to do with Malchus Shemayim, not Malchus Shemayim. When it comes to Krishma, when it comes to Berachas HaMazon, the reason why our Mishnah said that the Balkari should be Mahar here at least, because we're dealing with a Torah-based mitzvah. Torah-based mitzvah for him not to even think it that we do not want him to do. However, when it comes to tefillah, which is only the Rabbanan, so therefore for that reason, we're not going to say that the Balkari should even be Mahar here, that if he knows the Balkari, he should not begin. Of course, if he begin, then he should continue. Okay, so let's see if we can understand this a little bit better by looking at Rashi, and then we'll see a couple of the Tosfot. So let's see Rashi, the second line on the top. So when it comes to Berachas HaMazon, which in front of it, that's one girsa, which according to Rashi, because we do say in benching, hear the question? The way that Rashi is asking the question is like this. When it came to tefillah, the reason why, going back to our original thought process on the top line of the Gemara, that tefillah, we said that we do not want this person to say any tefillah, not even to think tefillah. And the Gemara said, because it's not Malchus Shemayim, does not have Malchus Shemayim, does not have the words Melech Olam. So the Gemara's question is not on the benching, but the question is on the first part. The question is, when it comes to saying on bread, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elkeinu Melech Olam, so what is that? That has Malchus Shemayim, yet our Mishnah says that when it comes to the bracha before, you're not supposed to even be Mahar here. You're not supposed to even think the bracha before. So it's a different way that the Gemara asks, you can frame the question, not that the question is about the latter part of eating, the benching, but rather it's on the first part of our Mishnah that asks, how could our Mishnah say that a Baal Keri is not even allowed to think a bracha of Hamotzi Lechem in the Aretz? If we want to make a distinction between the Shema and the Shemon Esrei, that the Shemon Esrei does not have the words Melech Olam, and the Shema has in it this idea of Melech in it, well, the bracha before we make Hamotzi also has in it Melech Olam. So if that's true, then we should require him to be Maharir for that too. So that answers your question. Because the other way that we read the question was that, benching does not have in it Malchus Shemayim. But the way that Rashi reads, the first Rashi that we read on the top, Ein Melech Olam B'Birchas Shel Yuches, but it does say Melech Olam in the ending of the benching. It does say Baruch HaZonat Olam. So therefore that makes the question not really a question. That's the reason why Rashi, when she does so, says Ein Melech Olam B'Birchas Shel Yuches, and then this Rashi thereafter says HaKagarsin B'Har B'Birchas Mosel Lefaneha these from Malchus Shemayim. That's one way to ask the question. Okay. Of course, the same answer, the problem is that we see that it has nothing to do with Malchus Shemayim. Let's continue in Rashi, the third line. Lishnachrin, another explanation, Shani Tfila delays Bo Malchus Shemayim. See that? The Gemara answers not the way that we read it, but rather that Tfila is different, doesn't have Malchus Shemayim. Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim, Kibbalas Malchus Shemayim. It doesn't mean the words Melech Olam, but rather it means being Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim Yokim Heaven. Kedis Mekriy Shema, which is what the Shema is all about. Mekabel Olam Es Hashem, Adon, that we accept upon ourselves that Hashem is our master, Ol Melech Meyuchad, and that He is, there's oneness to Him, that we believe in one God. And that's something which is unique to the Shema. That's what another way of distinguishing in the question which said, why do we not allow this person to think the Shemona Esrei, is because there's no Ol Malchus Shemayim, which is in the Shema. Now, L'chaim Lishna Garsinan, according to that way of framing the answer, the next question of the Gemara will have to be like this, says Rashi, the first thin line. When it comes to the benching afterwards, the Lesbo Malchus Shemayim, which does not have Malchus Shemayim does not mean, as we translate it, as the words Melech Olam, but does not have in it acknowledging the oneness of God. That is another way of understanding it. So, V'loshen Zenira Shehu Ikar, and this seems to be the more logical way of reading. Because what does the Gemara say afterwards? The Maskan is the Gemara, before the two dots. We said, what is the difference between the Shema and the Shemon Esrei? Shema is the Raisa. Shemon Esrei is the Rabbana. But it doesn't just mention the Shema as the Raisa. What else does the Gemara say? Berachas Hamazon, which means that why does it mention that Berachas Hamazon? It must be the Gemara's question before was about Berachas Hamazon. It was about the benching. It was not about the bracha before or about the bracha afterwards. So that's the reason why, according to one girsa, the question is about the bracha before. Hamotzi lechem min haaretz, we see that it says Melech Olam. Nonetheless, why does the Mishnah say you're not even allowed to be Mahar? But that's a difficult way of framing the question, because why then does the Gemara answer Birchas Hamazon Deraisa? Benching was not even mentioned as part of the question. And that's the reason why Rashi feels that the better girsa is the one that the question was about Berachas HaMazon, and not that the point distinguishing Shema and the Shema Esrei was that it says the words Melech Olam, rather that Shema has in it all Malchus Shemayim and acknowledging the oneness of Hashem. And therefore the question was, well, Berachas HaMazon does not have that either. So then why do by Berachas HaMazon do we allow this person who is Malkariyah by Mahar Her? Therefore, that's what the Rashi says. It's the Rashi, exactly. But this is just what Rashi is doing. Is it's going through the thought process, the Shakalataria of what the Gemara's question was in the Havamina. That's what Rashi is doing. We jumped out a few lines. The first word in the line in Rashi is Diraisa, etc. The East Digarsi Hachal. Some people have this Girsa. The Lashon Kushya as a question. Kriyishma Dirabanahi. El Kriyishma in the East Ba Malchus Shemayim. Kriyishma has in it Malchus Shemayim. Berachas HaMazon Diraisa. And benching has in it that it is Diraisa. Mafuki Tfila Dirabanah. The aim ba Malchus Shemayim. So some have the Girsa, not even though it's based on the same idea, but it shows that the reason why we allow this person to be Mahar here has nothing to do, is not necessarily just because it's Diraisa. It could be either Diraisa, or if it has the element also Malchus Shemayim, either of those reasons would be enough to allow the Valkyrie to be Mahar here. However, when it comes to Tefillah, it does not have in it the aspect of Diraisa. It also does not have in it the aspect of O Malchus Shemayim. Amadigar is Hachi, according to who has that girsa, Meparshina lekaman b'shidacha b'kumecha b'diri Torah k'siv. When it says the words b'shach b'cha kumecha, when you lie down and you get up, that is going to be referring to Diri Torah as opposed to the Shema. Because according to this girsa, they are actually saying that the Shema, at least certain parts of the Shema, is actually the Rabbana. But it has all Malchus Shemayim in it. Even though the pasuk says "Meshach b'chav kamecha," that's not referring to the mitzvah of the saying the Shema. It's a mitzvah of learning Torah. Fine. All right, let's look at Tosfos now. Tosfos says the top Tosfos Bahari Tfila the Dover Shat Sibur. So the Gemara said that how come when it came to the Shema we will allow this Valkyrie to be Mahar to think the Shema? We said the reason why we allow him to think the Shema is because we want him at least doing something what everyone else is doing, right? Even though Rav Chisda said, really, here is Lav Kedir Radami. Your thinking is nothing. It doesn't mean anything, but at least we want him to be involved.
Right.
Okay. But in the Maskan of the Gemara, we only want him to be involved, even thinking when it comes to certain things, such as the Shema. So the question is, how come by Tefillah we don't want him to be thinking? That was the Gemara's question. So now let's go into Tosfos at that point. The Im Tomer to want to ask, Amay Shabbat b'ba de Kriyishma dekoy b'gava de davar shansi were oskin lo de katani ein mevarech lefanel. Why does the Gemara go out of its way, not talking anymore about the Shema, and all of a sudden start talking about something completely different? In other words, it's a very simple question.
You were talking about Kriya Shema, then you turned over to Tefillah.
Right.
Why?
Right. Why would the Gemara need to have to ask the question, how come by Tefillah, he's a Valkyrie, he realizes in the middle, go straight to the Mishnah and ask the question, how come when it comes to the Hamotzi that we don't say here? That's the simple question Tosfos asks. It seems to make no sense that we have to completely go on to another topic to ask Akasha when we have it, Akasha directly about Birchas Kriya Shema. So that's the Gemara's question. That's Tosfos' question. Bishlomar and Tosfos says, Mishumar busa the tefila parach minei afagav the tefila ma'omad v'nira l'chol she'in ze omen kimotam tefila hachi amrinan im lo hiskel lo yaskin. It's true. The Gemara could have asked the question about Birchas Kriya Shema, right? And when it comes to the Shema, what is everyone doing in Shul? Everyone's sitting down, and they're in their sitter, and they're not necessarily paying attention to what's ever going on. Everyone's sitting down. It's no big deal. So if I'm over here, and I'm a Balkari, no one's going to know anything whether I'm saying the Birchas Kriya Shema or not. They're in the middle of the Shema, and they're saying the Brachos. However, when everyone stands up, and their feet are together, I guess you could fake it, but let's say that you're not faking it. So what is the situation? that everyone else is standing in tefillah. V'niru l'chol, I'm going to read this line again, fourth line, it appears to everyone, she'ein ze omid kamosam, he's not standing with everyone else, because why would he stand up and pretend he's davening? He can't daven. V'niru l'chol, I'm reading in l'hizchol yaskol, the chinish that we wanted to bring down by tefillah is that we would even tell this person that he shouldn't even begin the Shemoneh Esrei, even though it could be more humiliating. In other words, the reason why we said he should be mahar here when it came to the Shema is he should be involved in what everyone else is doing. The truth is, so what if you're not thinking what everyone else is doing? No one else is paying attention. Yeah. But if everyone is standing up, and here you are over there, sitting over there, but everyone else is standing up and davening, and all of a sudden they notice that this guy is over there, it's a busha. You're embarrassed.
Why would they be noticing that if they have kapana, proper kapana, they're not looking at Joe Schwartz doing
it? Yeah, everyone's standing up, getting ready to daven, and you're still sitting over there.
Well, he could stand up too. You say he's faking it anyhow, so fake it, stand up, make believe you're getting shuffle.
It's a good question. I know that's how Tosos approaches the question. That's why it brings down tefillah. Tefillah could be something which could be more noticeable. All right, let's see the next Tosfos. Ha'imlo askil l'yaskil. So we said that the Baal Keri, the only reason why we allow him to have the rib be shorter
is he shouldn't have started in the first place.
So if he didn't start,
we want to finish fast.
Right, but if he didn't start, don't show.
Right.
So the Tomar, so it's so, Eima debedibur ka'amar, let's say that he was speaking. Ha'bihir shabradam. But when it comes to thinking, it is completely permissible. Because if you think about this situation, if he was not a Balkari, it's pretty much, he didn't think he was a Balkari, so he wasn't being Mahar here the tefillah. He was saying it. And now all of a sudden, he realizes. So then we said that he should make it a bridge. So Tosas asks, Ema, why don't we say, Tibadibur Ka'omar, that he's speaking, ha'bihir hor shapradam, but thinking is perfectly fine. In other words, why do we have to say that I imo askil lo yaskil? Ah, we see from this Gemara that if he didn't begin, he shouldn't begin. No. How do you know that that's the that which can be derived from that piece of Gemara? Maybe the only reason why we wouldn't want him to begin means don't begin saying it. Because you've started speaking it, you remember you're a Balkari, you shouldn't have started it, you did, so we allow you to finish it. So when the Gemara then says, Imlo Aschil, Lo Yaschil, it doesn't necessarily mean you can't think the Shemoneh Esrei. Maybe you could think the Shemoneh Esrei just like you can think the Shema. And when it says, Imlo Aschil, Lo Yaschil, means don't start and say it. And therefore, the question of Tosfos is, how is it a question? Because you can just easily say that when it's taught, maybe tefillah is the same thing as Kriya Shema, that by tefillah you can be Mahar Her, and this Gemara is not a proof whatsoever that you can't think the Shemoneh Esrei, it just says you can't say it, because that's what you were doing before you realized you're a Baal Kriya. That's the Gemara, that's Tosfos' question. V'im Tomar, Eima Debedibur Ka'amar, when it says you shouldn't begin, you shouldn't begin speaking it. You shouldn't start if you're about to cover by saying the words of the Shemoneh Esrei. I'll be here or shower down, but think it's okay. Veishlomar, and you can say the mashma de lo yaskil afil be here. When the Gemara says that you shouldn't start the Shemoneh Esrei, it implies that you shouldn't even think it. But the lo kamer you kanser bedibor or yaharher laarichos, because it does not say the language of that you should abbreviate it with words, or that you should think it and think about it at length. So the fact that it doesn't express that, it shows that it does not make a distinction between here or dibor, and therefore when it says that you should not begin, it means you shouldn't even begin by thinking. Okay. So that's what the Gemara says. All right, let's see this next Tosfos, the fourth line, Hakagar Sinan. Let's see. Let's start from the beginning. Elo Kriya Shema Berachas Amozen D'Araisa. Tefillah D'Rabbanan. That's what the Gemara said. Elo Gar Sinan, and we do not have the following girsa. Midi Basar Hachi Ad Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav Ke. Reparish Akuncho. So Rashi's explanation. Kriya Shema D'Araisa. The Shema is D'Araisa. Kivan She'enu Omer Emes V'Yatzin. could appreciate the masnisa, because he did not say emasiyatsiv, which includes in it the last paragraph, which includes in it about Yisrael Mitzrayim, which we'll discuss. The Yesh Tov from Gersin Kriyishma the Rabbanan. That's the reason why some say that the Kriyishma is the Rabbanan, as Rashi brought down, because the only aspect of that some hold Shema is Deraisa is only about acknowledging Yisrael Mitzrayim. And even though the Pasuk does say, V'shach B'chav V'mecha, that could be referring to the Torah, to learning Torah. Mishani Elu Kriyishma Yisbo Malchus Shemaim U'berachas Mozen Deraisa. We saw this Gersin Rashi, that the Shema has in it Malchus Shemaim. Berachas Mozen has an aspect in it that is deraisa. That's why by either Shema or by benching, you're allowed to think. However, Tefillah Derabbanan does not have Malchus Shemaim. L'chein Hagirsa Meperish HaKunshus. That's the way Rashi interprets this Gemara. The Kasha, the Masnisan Perish, the question is that it's clear from our Gemara, our Mishnah rather, the Kriyat Shema deraisa. Has to be that our Mishnah is talking about apparently that it's deraisa the Shema. L'kuli alma according to everyone. Kimandul omer emasiyatsiv dehachimar masnisa. This is what our Mishnah talks about. It says that Shema is deraisa. So how could the Rashi say that the Shema is derabban? Begam yesh svarim gersinan shani tefillah delays from malchus shemayim. Some have a different gear so that tefillah is different than it does not have in a malchus shemayim. Rabbi Berachas a Muslim delays from malchus shemayim. Benching doesn't have it either. It's not all Muslim but baruch hachara. El ha'im time the kriyat shema is malchus shemayim. Berachas Muslim deraisa tefillah derabban. Begam al gear says that kasha could appreciate. So there's different gears of the Gemara which we get on into, so we're not going to delve too much more into it again. So, I just want to share with you one quick thought, and then we'll unfortunately have to stop before the next piece of Gemara, which is extremely fascinating. So it says explicitly in our Gemara that Tefillah is the Rabbanan. So on this, it's brought down in the Sefer Beis Yosef. It's just one little paragraph, which we'll conclude with. Mikan Kashal Haramba. We have a Beferish Gemara that seems to be a question on the Rambam. The Rambam is of the opinion the Sphere Lay Deraisa. The Rambam holds that when it comes to Tefillah, it's not the Ramana, it's Deraisa. So how on earth, the Rambam, who obviously knew Shas, had it on his fingertips, how could he possibly have forgotten this Gemara on Chabal? Gemara says Beferish Tefillah the Ramana. And this is the dispute between the Ramban and the Rambam about Tefillah. So how does the Rambam get out of this Gemara? The Eishlamar, the Hal Rambam Yotze Be'ezek Bakasha Be'ezek Nusach Shir Atzeh. When it comes to the Rambam's obligation of Tefillah's Deraisa, the way that one can fulfill their Torah obligation is by simply saying one Bakasha, any specific request, some form of supplication. In Cain, Ashul Hiskil Mikol Makom Kivon Shul Niskar Shehu Balkari At Tefillas Yudches Har Kvar Omer Kriyishma Birchoseha Uvan Nizkru Kama Bakashos Mamel De Tefillah Akakach Rachter Abanam. The Slach explains that our Gemara, which is talking about this person who forgot in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, he didn't realize, oh, I'm a Balkari. Remember, we're in the middle. So at that point, he remembers that he's a Balkari. So on this, the Gemara says Tefillah is the Rabbanan. How can the Rambam say Tefillah is the Rabbanan? Because the Rambam holds that even though Tefillah is the Rabbanan, just means that you, one simple bakasha, by saying some type of supplication, you fulfilled your mitzvah, your race of Tefillah. And therefore, this individual, as you mentioned before, certainly said the Shema, he said brachas before, and therefore he said all these different things, so certainly he fulfilled his chi of Neraisa, and therefore it's not a question anymore on the Rambam.